And as you heard in our news, very, very disturbing reports from Pettigo, the discovery of the carcasses of 19 dead sheep by anglers in the Termon River there. It is understood that the remains of the sheep were lowered into the river from nearby bridges at Letteron Chapel. Of course, there is concern because the Termon River is a source of drinking water and a popular angling location. On its website, or it's on its Facebook page, the Pettigo and District Angling Association say they had received reports of dead sheep being dumped into the Termon River from bridges near the Termon Road. At least 19 dead ewes involved in various stages of decomposition in the river, and huge amounts of black silage pit plastic. And they say Donegal County Council, Fermanagh District Council, the EPA, the Fisheries and the Departments of Agriculture on both sides of the border have been notified of the situation. The illegal dumping shows little respect, they say, for the animals, the fish and wildlife in and around the river, and nor the community who live downstream of the dumping sites. The Termon River, the association point out, is an amenity for the community, a source of drinking water for humans via Loch Earn and animals, and not a dump. And the practice needs to stop. We're joined on the line by Adrian Gallagher, who's the IFA Sheep Committee member for County Donegal. Adrian, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. What's been your reaction to this?
Well, I mean, this is totally wrong. I'm really shocked to hear now that this was a farmer, and in particular, it was one particular farmer who's lost this large number of sheep. Has carried out this act. I think right now, I think I'd like to let the local authorities investigate it and local Gardaí and get them involved and see what actually happened here and get down to the root cause. I know it's totally wrong. This is not the place for any carcasses to be left or to be disposed of. We do have a service out there for animal collection. There's even one based in Pettigo. So there's no reason for any farmer, be it local or not local, to carry out this act.
Well, that's the important point here, that there are services out there for any farmer in this predicament. You can help, and you always could help in that situation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there is a Donegal animal, Fallon Animal Service, one based in Pettigo, so there's no reason why it isn't been exercised. I know there is a cost involved for a sheep to be collected. Dead lambs are free, so there's no reason why farmers can't drop off or get dead lambs collected. I mean, I know there's lambing pairs probably finished now at this stage, and every farmer will have loss in young lambs and newborn lambs. This service is free to be collected by the animal service, so there's no reason why farmers aren't exercising this. I'm not sure, but the 19 dead sheep, I know our information is that they're of various deposition stages, so it looks like it wasn't one dump, if you know what I mean. This is totally wrong. This is not what AFA publish or whatever any farmer needs to be doing or carrying out.
Okay, and I presume and hope that it's a rare occurrence. You don't come across it too often. Hopefully.
Absolutely, so it's not something that I've heard of in recent years. That's a significant number to be left in the river. I would like to leave it with the local authorities and see that they do their investigation and we get to the bottom of it, and then we can discuss the result then at that stage.